So for Charlotte, Toy Rashi and Toy Zahar learn Shar Nal Gemara. Rashi learns what Eshlet Samsa means, even according to Rabbi Huna, even according to Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, that he holds machtza machtzes posel. If you have exactly 50, like 2 inches of posel schach, then 2 inches of kosher schach, 2 inches posel, 2 inches kosher, it's no good as posel. Machtza machtzes posel. So is that something the Mishnah is talking about, that there's more kosher than there is posel. Now the Havamina is, why do you say the space is wider than the actual posel schach? Because it's not possible to make the exact same space as the psul. In other words, it's the Eshlet Samson. That was the Havamina. It's not possible to make exactly. So if you have 2 inches of posel schach, and now we tell you leave space, the avir, the same size of posel schach, so if this was 2 inches wide, it's not possible to make exactly 2 inches wide of avir. So most probably it was a little bit more. So that was the Gemara's Teretz. Since most probably it was a little bit more, we're talking about now when this avir, the air, you're putting in kosher schach. So now along the whole schach, you have more kosher schach than posel schach. So Gemara asked, no, what do you say that for? For Eshel Samson, it's possible to make it exactly. If you want to tell me a case that you have 2 inches of spike of a metal posel schach, then next to it I'm going to leave space. The same 2 inches, we could do that. If you want to do something, you could do it. For the Gemara, for Eshel Samson. So what are you giving me a terrace the Mishnah is talking about? There's more space than the actual spike itself. Why? If you tell me a case that you have 2 inches spike, and then you go to make 2 inches of avir, you can make just 2 inches. It doesn't have to be more than 2 inches. So Teretz says, Amravami b'madif, enechnamin. Not that by itself it happened to be that the space was a little bit more than the 2 inches of a spike. If you really wanted to go to make the exact size of the spike space, avad, you could do that. You could have 2 inches spike, 2 inches space. We're talking about Badafka, you went to leave extra. B'madif, your Badafka went to leave a little bit more space, then you'll have the posel schach. Therefore, according to Rav Huna, we're zetting right now not as machta machta, but is more kosher schach than posel schach. Tirashi, we're actually something. Kasal kabar to the Havaminer is to hide the kamataras benichnas v'yotzei. What was our teretz that the space is a little bit wider than the posel schach? Hochi mataras. This is what you meant to say. That kol kamoisoi benichnas v'yotzei hu stamahu. When the Mishnah says stam, we make the space the same size as the psul, you can't do that. So most probably this wider space. The enderech let samsim, it's not a derech to make exactly. It's not mistama, usually don't make the exact size. So once we say let the space be the same size, it means the space is a little bit bigger. On this, the Gemara so parchina, no. If a person really thinks and wants to do something, you can make it exact. So if the shpud, this spike, was 2 inches wide, you can make exactly the space in between one spike and the next spike, also exactly 2 inches. Uketoni Mastis, now Mishnah says that, Loshin, it says, Kemoison, Ksheira, Vevele Paras Kremit. So if you want to say the Mishnah says Kamoisin, it means what it says. And it's possible to do that. You can make exactly 2 inches avir and 2 inches spike. And the avir then you'll put on kosher schach. So the Mishnah is saying that if you have machza machza, half of the schach is from posla metal. And half is from kosher schach, the Mishnah is kosher. So it's a kasha Rav Huna. So Gemara answers, Amravani, Rashi, Mishani, Amravami, Bemadif. The Mishnah is not talking about that you went to do it exactly. Where you had in mind to make this space in between a little bit wider. If the shvud was 2 inches wide, you went to make the space in between 2.5 inches. The Mishnah says no, the space is the exact size. It means is a little bit wider. Not the exact size, a little bit wider. This is the way Rashi learns. That the Gemara's kasha now was Vo'eshlet Samsim is now a kasha on Rav Huna. In other words, you Rav Huna says the Mishnah is talking about that the space in between is wider than the actual posel schach, and in this space now you're putting kosher schach, so you end up with more kosher schach than posel schach. That's the way Rashi learns. Let's just finish the two dots. Then we'll see Teis learns a little bit different. Rav learns a little bit different. Rav Rama, no. Afilu Teima B'Shein Madif. Afilu, you want to tell me no? This exact, the space in between one spike and the next spike is exactly 2 inches. So you have, the whole schach is made up of 2 inches worth of metal spike. then you have 2 inches space, then 2 inches metal schach, then 2 inches space, 2 inches of metal. So along the whole schach, even if you fill up the space with kosher schach, it's 50-50. 50% of it is metal, and 50% is kosher schach. So kasher d'ayre afuna holds the cloud by nechitzis, that porous kaimit is posel. If you have a mechitza made up half real mechitza and half space, it's a posel mechitza. So if it's a posel mechitza, why is it good for schach? The Teretz is Rav Amar, afilu teima b'shein madif. You do not make the space wider, but imhoyu nesunim shesi, noistim orif. Orif, noistim shesi. In other words, if the metal spikes were put across the sukkah, let's say length, shesi means lengthwise, then you know how you put the kosher schach? Not in the space in between, but you put the kosher schach along the other way, with the widthwise. In other words, whichever way the metal pieces were put, don't put the kosher schach in between the same length, but put it across the other way. So since you're putting it across the other way, it comes out that the schach kosher is like going over the posel schach. So that little space of the posel schach is being covered over now by kosher schach. We have like this. So the kosher schach on top is going over this part of the psul. So the part the kosher is going over, like you take away the part of the psul right underneath it, and therefore tzidid you have more kosher schach, then you have posel schach. So that's the Teretz here. The Ravada, we're going according to Rav Huna, that you have that machza machza is posel. We have to come on, you have more kosher schach, then you have posel schach. But that's the kimtum. If you have like this posel schach, three boards going straight across, with the 2 inches aver in between, that's to be yeah. And now you put the other boards across like this, so since these boards have the exact same amount as the space in between, and it's covering up the bottom ones, so metal since it's covering it up, therefore the tzel comes from the top schach, the tzel comes from the top, and since the top is kosher, the part that's right underneath it is like bottle, like it's not there. Let's see Rashi. Rav says, afilo b'mitzamtzim, afilo you want to say the schach so far was made, you have 2 inches of a metal spike, then 2 inches space, 2 inches metal, 2 inches space. Mamish 50-50. And you're covering up now the space for kosher schach. If the shvudim, the metal spikes were put lengthwise, is neisnim lekanim shoschach oriv. Put the kosher bamboo sticks now oriv widthwise, the crisscross the other way. The akdim came im einoy neisin roshi the akochach. The akochach. In this case, if im einoy neisin roshi akanim al shvudim harayei neisin loritz. In other words, you're putting the kosher schach on top of the posel schach. So the kosher schach on top, these bamboo sticks, have to be resting on top of the metal spikes. Because if the metal spikes are not underneath it, it would fall down. Vilka hevelei kosher meruba. Therefore, since the kosher schach is on top, and it's covering over part of the posel schach, so the kosher schach is meruba, al apsul. Umavatlon, and it's mevatl, the bottom one. So Rashi says, loshen mevatlon, that the top kosher bamboo sticks, since they're going straight across the posel schach, so it comes out, it's been mavati, take away the space of the posel schach because it's being bottled. So lashon mavatlan is a little bit of a kasher. Tezi has a kasher. You really can't be mavatlan here. Bittul lulu means, bittul b'rayv means like we don't see it, it's like not there. Like if we have before, if you have posel schach and you throw a lot of kosher schach and mix it up, mix it around, that you can't see now the posel schach, that's called bittul b'rayv. Bittul b'rayv always means if one falls into two and you don't know which one is kosher, which one is shreif. So since you can't tell, we say as far as butter bread. But when you could tell, you could see. If you have a red piece of meat that was chazer, fell into two pieces of meat, white piece of meat that's kosher, you can't say the red meat is butter, because we see clearly the red meat is red, the other two is white. It's not butter bread if you could see it. So go here also, you can see, we're talking about you're putting the bamboo sticks on top of the metal pikes. So on the bottom, you see clearly there's still metal pikes there. It's still shvudim. So you see it. How could you say the top is mevatlit? So you have to say in Rashi's lav davka b'toras a din bittel. It doesn't really mean a din bittel b'rayim. It means a lot like we're saying. Since you're putting the bamboo sticks on top of the shvudim of the metal pikes, so mela, what's causing the tzel? What's causing the tzel is the top schach. That's what's stopping the tzel from coming in. So therefore, it's like the ikra of the schach is the top. So therefore, what's exactly beneath it, right underneath it, that's like bottle. We don't count as if it's there. Not a din bittel b'rayim. It's just like bottle means it's like it's not here anymore. Like we don't need it. It has no use here. So that's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns not like that. Because Tosfos learns, where Rashi learns is a modern of the Gemara. The Gemara started out first to say that our Mishnah Poshet says, If you have half and half, half of the space of schach is made from metal, and half is made from bamboo sticks, is kosher. So Gemara said that's good according to Rav Papa, because Rav Papa holds by mechitzes, machtz al machtz kosher. So according to Rav Papa, everything is good. But the Gemara says according to Rav Huna, bread Yeshua, it's no good. So this Gemara goes, tell us, no, we could even answer according to him. Now the Gemara asks the question, I voha efshot something. So Kura, what's the Gemara's kasha now? So Tosis learns that the Gemara's kasha is going back according to Rav Papa, of course. The Gemara's kasha is according to Rav Papa, that even, and Tosis changes the gears around a little bit. Tosis says the gears should be voha efshot something. So they ask the kasha according to Rav Papa. You, Rav Papa, say, that's talking about mamash machtza machtza, and machtza machtza is kosher. So you're telling me now it's talking about you have 2 inches of metal and 2 inches of open space. And that's why it's kosher. For at the Gemara Ivoy, yes, let some say you can't make something exact. You can't make the space in between exactly. So since you can't make it exactly, we have to be afraid maybe you have a little bit less space than you have the Shvudim. So according to Rav Papa, why do you say machtza machtza is kosher? It's not even machtza machtza, it's less than machtza machtza. We're talking about now that you're not making exactly 2 inches space. You're going to make 2.5 inches space. You made much more space than you made the 2 inches of the metal. Therefore, you can't ask the kasha, yes, that something, you can't make something exact, even if you can't make it exact. But you made it 2.5 inches wide. So even if you can't make something exactly 2.5, good, you make it a little bit less. You make it 2.25. But our core part of the 2.25 is still more than the 2 inches of the poslet chach. So that's why it's kosher. And then Rav answered the other terrace is also very good. Yes, give me a kasha. It's yes, it's I'm saying, if you have 2 inches of the metal, and then 2 inches of space in between. So kasha is, even if, the better still faces, even if you tell me you have exactly 2 inches in between, but a kasha is, you can't fill up those 2 inches of kosher chach. You can't be mitzamsen exactly to fill it up. That's the kasha. So true, you have 2 inches of metal, and then 2 inches of space, but the 2 inches of space, how do you fill it up exactly? If you're going to put the boards in here, you can't fill up the space exactly. There's going to be a little bit of space, still empty, not with kosher schach. So you'll end up with more apostle schach than kosher schach. So one character is b'madav means you pile up a lot. You don't just put one layer of kosher schach. You pile it up a lot of kosher schach. So then for sure, you covered up all the holes. The other character is go crisscross. If you have the shvudim, the poslet schach going lengthwise, so put the kosher schach across. So if you put it across, that way for sure you can cover up all the holes. All the places would be covered up. According to Rav Papa, that machtza machtza is kosher, you have these 2 ways to make it kosher. And that's the way Tais learns. Because Tais by Tais holds the paskin aloch like Rav Papa. Tais holds the aloch is like Rav Papa. That machtza machtza is kosher. So if Tais didn't want to learn the more against the kasher according to Rav Huna, because we don't paskin like Rav Huna. We paskin machtza machtza is kosher. So if Tais learns the more kasher is even according to Rav Papa, it was shver machtza machtza is kosher. But here it's EF for something, even if you have exactly 2 inches of space, you can't fill it up. The Torah says, no, you could fill it up, either by Madif, or else you're going the other way. Right. Oy baruch samita. Mishnah says what? Or else you may use chach. Arucha samita means you use the frame of the bed. One board of the frame of the bed, that's posel chach, and the sukkah is posel. It's only kosher if you have 50-50. But if the whole sukkah will be made from the boards, the frame of the bed, it would be posel chach, even though it's made from wood. But since this wood was once part of the bed, was part of the kli, therefore it's makabel tumah. So where it says, Leimah Messiah Leilu Ravami Bativyumi. The Chorah Mishnah that says that the frame of the bed, so it's not talking about you have the whole frame the way it is. It's talking about you took the frame apart, and using just one long stick, one long board of the frame, you're using for schach now. So where the kashri is, now that you took the frame apart, this one board by itself is not a kli anymore. So what do I care if it was once part of the bed, but now you took it out of the bed, and it's a piece of board now. So chura now it should not be makabel tumah anymore. It's not called a kli anymore. So why is a kosher? Why is a posel for schach? So the Gemara says, "Lema masayla Ravami, batev yumi." It has to be a riot to Ravami's din. The Yom Ravami, Ravami says like this: Yom Ravami batev yumi, sichacha bebloi kelim. If you want to use schach from leftover kelim, whereas you have material that was once a beged, it was once makabel tumah, and then it got very ruined, very used up, and it came into mamash shmatis pieces. So still, you can't use these pieces now. It's still psula. Why? Because even though right now they're so small, it's not called a shear to be mekabel tuma. Right now the shmat is not mekabel tuma, but since matchila came from a regular cloth, from regular beged, once it was called a kli, that could be mekabel tuma. Even if you take the kli apart now, that the parts are not mekabel tuma, still is possible for schach. You can't use it for schach anymore. Rashi says, "Bevavloi kelim lekama forish b'matlonius yav shmatis patches." Shame them, sholosh ha-sholosh. The piece of material now is no so small, it's not even 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys. The alpha gav the hashtel and the kabutuma, now this piece of material is so small, it's not makabutuma anymore. So it could be it's material from pishtim. Pishtim we had before, flax, grows out of the ground, so really it's something you could use for schach. Only once it gets the shame material, since it's makabutuma, it's possible for schach. But now that this material came to such small pieces, less than 3 by 3, so it's not makabel tumer anymore. So why is the pasuk aschach? The teretz is kiva de mekli also. Since it came from a regular kli, it was once part of a big beged that was makabel tumer. Gozer barabonin arucha gozer barabonin. Abonin made gzeira that such a kli you can't use for aschach. Now since this kli once had a din to makabel tumer, even though now you broke the kli, it's not makabel tumer anymore, you can't use it for schach. So aruchas nami, the same tears goes on the frame of the bed. If you take this one board that was part of the frame, hashtala makabli tumer. Right now, vadet is board by itself, is not makabel tumer. Lechaz lamidi, it's not roy for anything. It's a pshut that kliates. It's not roy for anything right now. You can't use it. Ela mikli kosi. So why does our Mishnah say you can't use the frame, even the board alone? Because since it came from a mitah, and when it was attached to the bed, that's called the kli that's makabel tumah. So that's the din of tzchach, and that's halacha l'maisa. That even if you take a kli, you'll have a ladder, and you want to, and the ladder broke, and the chur, now it's not makabel tumah, still you can't use a broken ladder to throw it on top of the tzchach for tzchach. Because since it once was part of a kli that had a din to makabel tumah, the rabbani made gzeira that this kli is possible for tzchach. No matter what happens to it, you can't use it anymore. So that's the pshat from our Mishnah, that's the raya to Rav Dimi. So Mara says no, maybe there's no raya. Mara says no, I'll tell you, could the Omer Rav Chonon, Omer Rebbe. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about the case that Rav Chonon, Omer Rebbe says. The what? The Arucha. We're talking about now you have the long frame of a shtei kroyim, but it has the two legs that are still attached to it. Arucha means like the long boards of the frame, but the two legs are still attached to it. Real spiksora, you have the width of the bed, the smaller board, ushne kroyim, and the two legs are still attached to it. Since you have this two legs still attached to it, you could use it. We'll soon see what you could use it for. So since it could be used right now, that's why it's still makabel tumah, and that's why it's possible for schach. So I'll tell you, hochinam me'au mishnu also. We're talking about the case, v'yarucha, we're talking about the long frame, the long board of the frame, ushne kroyim, and it has its two legs that are still attached to it. And it's roy to be used as a kli. Therefore, right now it's still makabel tumah. That's why you can't use it for schach. Rels piktsora. We're talking about the smaller, the width of the frame. Ushne kroyim, and you have the two legs attached to it. And therefore, since it's roy to be used right now, it's makabel tumah. That's why the Mishnah says it's possible. But maybe you have no raya from our Mishnah to Rav Dimi. Maybe if the whole kli was broken, that's not roy to be used right now, so it's not makabel tumer anymore, maybe a nechnami, you're allowed to use it for schach. Rashi, ve'arucho ushtei kroy mimo, ulekam meforesh l'may chodesh. Soon the Gemara will explain what can you use it for. Ktsara, oysom asher b'roichev amita, the part of the frame that's part of the width of the bed. Letzad v'roshoysom agloysev, so the heads or the bottom of it, that's the part that's smaller. So if you have that part with its two legs, also, since it's roy to be used, it's still called the kli, it's makabel tumah, that's why it's posel for schach. Mor says, Heichi yitmud Rav Chonon Amar Rebbe. Where did they say this halacha? Where did Rav Chonon Amar Rebbe say this halacha? Ahod etnan, we learn it like this, the Mishnah in Kalim. That mito mitamas chavilo umatheres chavilo. Divi Rebbe Lezer, that's Rebbe Lezer Shita. Mito